Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am well. What about you?
I'm good. This is Mohammed Nasser.
Hello, Mohammed.
How are you and the family? All good?
Well, we're hanging in like everyone else.
Yeah. All right, good. Two things I would like to talk to you about. First, all this talk with this coronavirus and all the panic and how to wash hands and all kind of thing. I'm surprised to know that human beings didn't know to wash hands before. I could understand I might be able to tell them new chemicals and new products that you can wash your hand with. But when I hear some people telling people what they should do and what they should not do, it's as far as hand washing is concerned, it's surprising to me. Secondly, I don't care what anyone says. I'm not saying you have to be cautious. Every so often you're going to get these various types of disease and pandemics and so in the world. Because human beings, as soon as they are comfortable, they lose the understanding of protecting the universe or the earth that they're living on. So once things going good and there's no disease and no problem, they don't remember that what they're doing is actually creating the problem. What some people be doing will be creating the problems that will come. So all this panic about this disease that we got now in the world, a whole set of us going to die. A whole time they get sick, and eventually everything can straighten out. The question is, after everything straightened out, are we going to go back to the same careless ways that we had before the disease comes? That is one I would like to hear your opinion on before I talk to the other one.
Well, you know how the old saying goes, you can have an ailment and the doctor tells you to stop doing X, Y, and Z. You heal and you totally forget that he told you not to do it. It's kind of like having a baby. You're in so much pain and you say, Lord God, I'm not going to do this ever again. And that's your first journey. And it was six. So the point is that we say what we say when we are in that position of panicking or whatever you want to call it, being concerned. When it goes away, then we forget. And it's wrong, but that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, secondly, there is no human being in this country that really listens to me when I'm speaking, that will really say that I do not give advice to people in this country how to solve some of the problems in this country. No human being that listens to me. Now, you might be in Barbados or not listening to me. Mr. Dennis Johnson is there and all the other moderators. And even you, I know you hear me say giving advice sometimes. So when we get to this black and white issue, I am not afraid to say the things I am saying because the truth is, and you may not know this, so let me say again. The problem in the world is that white people know that as long as they have relationship with people other than their Caucasian, that they will not produce a Caucasian child again. They know that. And you know it too. I know it. But the black people who the link with, or the Indian or who the curse may be, will not always actually produce a purebred Indian or black native. But surely, black people accept one drop of black blood, wherever it is. White people are saying you must be 100% pure or you are not Caucasian. And that is what the problem in the world is. The next thing to I like to say to you is, now when I speak in this country, there are tons of white people that did a lot of good for me. Try to get where I am to be in a position to tell anybody what I feel like and want it is true. But I'm no fool because 20 or 30 white people might stand up and from my young days come up and give me all kind of support. And I see my race in deep trouble. I am to say, well, you know, I got a few white friends, so therefore, if I say anything, it would offend them. That is not my problem. My problem is to improve the life of the black people in Barbados. And I am convinced, and I heard some surprised with it yesterday about the suffering in this country. There are too many disadvantages against black people in this country. Too many black businesses are falling up in this country. Too many black people can't pay the workers when they come in this country. And it's not because they can't run business. It's because the system is set up that they must fail. And these are the things that I am talking about. I really do not care who like me or who don't like me. I know this. A lot of y'all believe in a God. I know that there's a creator. I don't believe there's a creator. I know there's a creator. And the same way a whole building will get knocked down to put pain, the women are paying for a part someday in this country. They're going to lock down a whole lot of things to put up something for NASA. You know why? NASA know beyond a shadow doubt that it is not a hate. It is a fear for the survival of white people, and they're doing everything to make sure black people don't succeed to a point where there can be a threat to them. Because you got, I don't know your numbers you look like, but I know that you're not black like I am.
Really?
But I know this. I don't know. I don't think you're black. I'm not saying you're not black, you know. I have 3 grandchildren. 2 daughters from a white Australian, a fantastic white man, take real good care of my daughter, and a son from Sweden, from a Swedish woman. And she is also a fantastic woman. But my grandchildren, if you see the 3 of them, you would believe that they are white. But when you look good enough, you know that they're not white. And that's what the problem about any word is. None more. If white people agree to give us a better chance at life, God, they do not give us a chance. If they agree to let the economy become a little more balanced.
Wait. Stick a pin. You mean with exceptions to that rule that you're saying? White people?
Yeah.
Oh, but then say that. See, that's why people misunderstand you. Now, so there's some white people like that. There's some black people like that. There's some Indian people like that. There's some Chinese people like that, Asian people. I mean, you know, you just spoke highly of your family. So I know that you said they're good people. So there's just some white people, but that's the world. Is the operative word here.
I don't have a problem, though. Listen, Miss Hale, however you think about me, I don't know you, so you don't know me, so therefore I don't think you should be thinking bad about me.
No,
but based on what I say, well, it don't matter to me. And if you did, the truth is it won't matter. And I'm glad you don't. But the truth is, I am no fool. I work in a company, one company in my life. And I was blessed to excel beyond anybody since I had pleasant baby as a boss inside Barbados at that time. But all the human beings that I used to train, and the boss would call me all the time and tell me, none of these people here don't like you, you know. Because you are so good.
We got to take a break, right, NASA? But yeah, I want to ask you this question. I don't know if you, Dennis, really hold on or not. Is it that you actually feel that you have been unfaired by people in this country or by government or something?
Trump,
I just wanted to ask
government?
That. No, people in general or government. Dennis is going to take a break.
I'm glad you answered.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead. No, go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead.
Take the break. Okay, let me tell you. I know I'm not just by there's a man by name Frank, he's serving. He got about 50 whole pairs of the nation, the newspaper which the late Harold Hoyt put them in the plastic to preserve them forever. And they're supposed to go on display. I am not asking you if I've been unfair in this country. I have been totally unfair in this country. You see these two political parties, including one that we got now called All Truth, Be a Decent Thing. So David Simmons wrote me a letter already and said that he had never seen no human being contribute to a party like me. Why don't you end up with the Barbados Day Party? The Barbados Day Party don't change. I ain't got a biscuit from it. I see all kinds of people, and I expose myself all the time, you know. I don't hide. NASA ain't afraid of you, so I would expose myself. I have never got the government change. I have got nothing from this government. And I laugh. I don't quarrel. I tell you the truth, my motley father had been tremendously good to me. I didn't never do anything to hurt him, at least because of her father and her uncle. But you talk about unfair. From the time I joined the Nation of Islam and take a stand in this country, a few ignorant black people who should know better and some white people who feel they're threatened had been doing everything to destroy me, but thank God they're here and I can still tell any of them where to go and don't worry about them. Miss Hale, the country must change. It has nothing to do with race, it's nothing to do with ignorance. Mm-hmm. And if black people decide more, they're not going to get redemption with white people, you will see a whole set of change with black people and white people. It is about fear. It is about, let's say you love your children, and I know that you are on a bus to save them.
Yes, I would.
And you will not be afraid of the bus, you know. Mm-hmm. But everybody around you will say, oh God, look, she ain't get killed. Well, let me tell you, I'm afraid of no white man in Barbados. And I don't care what they do. I don't care how they set up the civil service. I don't care how to set up Mayor Motley and the government. I don't care how to set up anybody. I am not going to accept what is going on in Barbados. It is wrong. It is wicked. And a whole set of black companies, millions of black companies can soon collapse before the end of this year, and again going to be all because of imbalance by the government of the day.
All right, Nasser, we got to now take that break, and I want to thank you for that contribution as always. Welcome back. It's 10:54. Good morning. You're on the air.
Morning, Ms. Haig.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
I first have to apologize to you and to admit the fact that it was done on purpose, but it proved the point. You remember last week when I called you, I was querying the distance that the building would take to be knocked down, and you did explain to me it's within the limit. I am pleased that I picked up Monday's paper and I saw it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No. What I call you about? I call you about two things, but I don't want to be thrown off. I heard Nasser a little while ago, and I'd like to listen to Nasser, but he leave me a little bit confused there when he said that it is not color, it's ignorance. No, I know for a fact that somewhere along the line that my personal experience tells me that we have got a class problem in this country. And it's a social class problem. I know that the Caucasians in this country has nothing to do with us. The Indians in this country has nothing to do with us. But some of our own people set out to destroy us and to keep us in hostage and bondage as long as they can. So I don't think that the Caucasians and Barbados we got to worry about now. I think we have to be well aware of the new budding community from India or from wherever it comes from, Guyana or wherever it comes from into this country, who somewhere along the line had been able to penetrate our lifestyle and our own people because of their lifestyle. Their lifestyle is one that condemns them as against being representative of the cause. And that is to say that they're not going to change their lifestyle. They have nothing to do with certain people because their lifestyle is more important to them than anything else. So even though I would want to agree with Nasser, I agree the fact that it is ignorance in the sense, but you cannot talk color and then mention it's ignorance. Let's accept the fact that it's ignorance with our own people, with our black people, seem not to understand the importance of our race, and the importance of our race is not to be destructive to each other. While the other race on the earth seem to understand that they've got a bond with their race. We seem to have got a destructive in finance. We put black managers in position of finance, and what have they done? You see the certain people who have owned properties in this country who try to advance themselves, and then you pick up the standard paper or months after, you notice that the properties are up for sale because we place in the financial institutions of this country something called upward mobility. And we put some black people in management position of finance, while at the top of those people are people who control them. And we adopt a lifestyle, you know, where you live is extremely important. Yes, where you live is extremely important. Yes, but when it comes to recognizing your brother man, your fellow man, that important no more? And until we could change a concept, well, there's no so much though that the mayor cares that if you got a flat, you could come out and bam, 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 you move. But there were times in this country when certain people had to depend on certain people for certain things to happen. I'm seeing it different now. And I pray that I will live long enough to see that the reverse, that we do not, as colored people, we do not continue to destroy our own. We cannot continue to destroy our own and leave a waste in between that is not challenged to come and take over, to come and succeed. And that is the problem. By we are destroying our own to make room for someone who does not. And when they get in there, there's no way we're going to get it back. That's all I have to say about that. I call you. Joanne, on the important to say congratulations on Bridgetown, the work going on there, and also to express a situation with this virus. Joanne, I live at a time that in the 50s we had suffered from what was an outbreak of TB, tuberculosis. I don't know if you ever heard about that.
Yes.
And we live at a time as a youngster coming up when we live from something that was called eczema. That every little child, somewhere or the other, woke up with eczema. Vaccines were produced, and we saw the changes as far as our health standards are concerned. We've got an excellent health standard in Barbados, thanks to the health, and thanks to the World Health, thanks to PAHO. But my position on this exercise, right, we cannot wait. We cannot wait. We have to be ahead. And I say that to say this, right? We have been told that the position means that people of a particular age are likely to catch this virus. And there are not as many as them, including myself, who are likely to catch the virus. I read that they're waiting on testing units, and then I read that testing equipment has arrived. I personally believe that a system should be introduced in Barbados where private practitioners in this country, where various organizations that are involved in the exercise of prevention, be given the right to do testing. That is that there would not be a rush because the in order for us to feel a more comfortable atmosphere. That since we are so advanced and we've set up the various institutions and that we've got everything in place in terms that there's an aware that we should go on to what can be considered as a testing element. Your doctor should be able to test and prepare you for a clear negative position. As far as I'm concerned, the same way you can tell people on election day to go to polling station and polling station Y to cast the vote. That we have to be very cautious that Barbados has to be a leader, not a follower. And it is not going to create any panic if the doctors are supposed to be paid by government for at least examining the patients in relation to tested for this virus. I believe that a campaign of that nature should start. Let's remove the belief what is going to happen next. And I also believe that if there's a situation where the virus, in terms of the old age is concerned, we've got the institutions in Barbados that we could pinpoint. We've got the age stocks in Barbados that we could pinpoint, where we could work with. That is to say that the geriatric hospitals, the psyche hospitals, and those hospitals carry people of a particular age. So then you're testing to prove exactly how viable this situation. But we are on top. We are on top of it. I'm of the opinion that Barbados, the health standards and the people involved are on top of what is supposed to. But I still believe there's a need now not to wait and see. This is not a wait and see who if Barbados got his first case. This is a case of begging the doctors, all those doctors that see patients and charge, right, that some provision be made the same way you've got a certificate for health that you carry and get your medication, that the doctors most likely be compensated for examining the person and making sure that they're negative so that we will get a percentage of thousands of people who would have been tested.
Well, what about at-home testing? I'm actually trying to research that to see if that's what they're trying to develop to. Hopefully soon that it would minimize people having to rush into hospitals and be tested. I'm hopeful if someone, I'll do the research, but if someone knows that information, if they do have or will be doing, I believe they're heading in that direction, not sure how soon, but to do some self-testing, some kits that you can actually know what is happening, what your status is.
So they've asked us not to penetrate the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. They've asked us to observe the polyclinics in relation to health. And they've got several PMOs, several doctors scattered and clinics scattered across this country that can equate to the fact that here's our position as far as Barbados is concerned. We are ahead. We don't want to lag. We don't want to panic. So at this moment, you're going to just, and I like what I see as far as television is concerned, as far as media is concerned, in relation to the advice coming out of the Ministry of Health and the Government Information Service. But I would like to know that there is a position there, for example. We are now concerned, will there be a correct against?
I hope I guess everything right now, I believe, would be a more wait and see for certain things. So that's all we can actually do. And let's hope for the best. Okay, thank you so much, Mark. This is Down to Brass Tacks. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
I'm pretty okay.
Good.
My first contribution regards the lightning power. 2 years ago, I made a report about there are two poles that belong to lightning power over by me, and I'm in St. Cyr's Lake, St. James. They're termite eaten poles. I was fortunate enough to witness lightning power truck actually slow down by these two poles and drive on just now, about 20 minutes ago. And remember, the hurricane season is going to start in June. We're going to wait until poles fall across the road because they can't withstand the strength of the wind for lightning power to do something. And then the power is out. I don't know why, but then there are ads on the radio. I am lightning power, count on me. But lightning power gives you a feeling great. 2 years should not pass without, and I give the pole numbers. There are numbers on each pole. I made a report, I give the pole numbers, and that's the response they got. People just slow down, drive right on that are lightning power employees. Second point, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I heard earlier in those clips, I think sometime during this week, that they were considering five roundabouts on Highway 2A. You heard that in this clip?
No, I didn't actually hear it. I didn't hear the news clip. I didn't.
Okay, but if I'm not, I just want a correction on it because I did not recall hearing the junction of Westmoreland, that very dangerous junction where there was a failed accident 2 years ago and several accidents in between there. I didn't hear anything wrong about for that junction. And I'm saying
Dennis is going to answer that for you.
So I can tell you there are going to be six roundabouts and traffic lights installed at the West Mooring, the junction that you spoke about. I'm just trying to get the story, but six roundabouts, correct. I found it now. And traffic light on that particular junction, sir. That was in the news story, and it's also on page 14 of today's Nation.
Great, I'm happy for that. But what I'm not happy for is the fact that Highway 2A remains pitch black at night. I know that the road was built more than 20 years ago, and I also know that with the new technology and going green, they're actually solar panel lights. I saw them in St. Kitts. I think we have some here also. So they can be installed along Highway 2A without much fuss. So instead of doing a hodgepodge job, if you're doing infrastructure work on Highway 2A where you're putting in traffic lights and roundabouts, why not install lights? It is pitch dark at night. If you're driven a stretch, Joanne, mm-hmm. any time at night, it is pitch black. And I'm praying that no female drivers get a flat or whatever, have to stop and change in the area that's dark and nothing is coming. It's just, in the year 2020, it should not be ongoing. It needs to be fixed. So if they're getting, I think, is it $6 million or more to do that work, why not get a couple more and fix the traffic, the street lighting in that on Highway 2A? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, man? I agree with you. If what you're saying is actually true, then why not? Why not just do it all at the same time? But again,
you can ask Dennis. Dennis is familiar. He would tell you there are only certain areas where you find one or two traffic lights. Like when you leave, not traffic lights, sorry, street lights. Like when you are in the area of the new Chaffet there, Lancaster, one or two. Apart from that, if you're going north, from the time you leave Gordon Grinnell School, pitch black. From the time you go south, you left Philly Arch Hall and Bennett, pitch black again. So they need to fix it. Those are my contributions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.